Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening here to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. We're currently talking with John down there in Austin there. And John and I were talking about the Israeli lobby and their influence on America. You know, John, there's quite a few other organizations here that expose I would say the Zionist influence here in America. To where laws are actually being written, which is in violation of our own Constitution.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. Having heard what I've been hearing in the past few weeks, there's a young fella has a YouTube channel, I forget his name, but I think the name of his channel is No More News, K-N-O-W. You familiar with the fella I'm talking about? Yeah, that guy knocks some stuff out of the park. Yeah. So anyway,
you'll know he'll be targeted eventually. You know, I don't know if you get access to this, John, but if you go to the archives of William Cooper, he's got a 5-part series on the ADL and their influence, which does not represent the Jews, but it is one of these organizations that is deadbeat on destroying everything that we know, which is moral. Which isn't corrupt. They're out to destroy everything, and they pass it. In lieu of one of those things, they had this one on this cult that was sacrificing chickens. And they had to reword it all because the rabbi spoke up about it because of their ritual circumcisions and the practice and how they do that, which would have fit that category.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
that's
I heard,
over 5 hours of listening. Yeah.
I'll search that out and find it, mate. I heard you may have heard her as well. I forget her name, but she's a Canadian lady who sometimes phones into Mike Rivera's show, and she called in the other day.
Yeah.
And what she said,
she's Palestinian.
Is she? All right.
Yeah.
Well, what she said just blew my mind. She just sort of summarized there, and I thought, yeah, because I've been doing a lot of research on this myself, just to try and satisfy my own curiosity and get to the truth of the matter, thinking, why has all this been happening? Why has history panned out the way it has? Because I'm finding out now, like a lot of people our age, that we've been lied to all our lives. You know, I obviously grew up being told that Winston Churchill was a hero and Adolf Hitler was the biggest schmuck who ever drew a breath. Yeah. Well,
that's why I opened my show with that clip from the actual newsreels from before pre-World War II about how great Germany was. It got rid of its worthless immigration issues, sadly. But a lot of innocents were targeted in that. But the point was the burning of the pornographic books, the closing of those filthy theaters and stuff. This is what, when Trump came out with that so-called promise of Make America Great Again, and he was going to clean the swamp, that's what, you know, he was, remember, they instantly accused him of being a Nazi.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, in lieu of that, you want to hear what I wrote on Twitter last night?
Go on, then.
I on Twitter last night, I said, The Catholic Church is proud to announce their first ever nude boys mud wrestling. Age group for the competitions are 8 to 10, 11 to 13, and the advanced group of 14 to 17. Mud wrestling event will be held in the basement of the Vatican next to the library. The event will be live streamed worldwide to every parish, and the betting revenues will go under the law fees of current indicted priests for sodomy. This is how I look at what's going on in this world now is, I mean, if a priest sodomizes 400 children or something like that, or we had a coach over here in Montana that did 200 and something like that during his tenure, you know, a lot of this is all caused, oh, well, those poor children, but yet still on the same side there, John, they're killing 800 babies a day. What's the difference?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to it, is there?
There's no morality whatsoever.
The thing is...
But I have more on... Oh, go ahead.
I don't know what has happened to society today. It's as if we woke up in a parallel universe. What the hell is going on with people? Everybody
yeah, well,
seems to be so... Or maybe it's just because I'm here, but... And I don't mean to slag off America, but I'm sorry. I just meet so many people here that make me go, oh, my God, and scratch
no,
my
John,
head. No, John,
that's just it, John. I'll tell you a story. Over 40 years ago, I got into ham radio, shortwave, and I started talking into the old Soviet Union and around the world. I talked to the original King Hussein over in Jordan. I mean, I was talking all over the place, Senator Barry Goldwater, everyone, you know. I was pretty active. But when I would talk to foreign countries, like down to Australia and New Zealand, to these Vikai, Farai Kai, and stuff like that, you know, the questions would always come with, what's wrong with your country? And you know what? When they would ask me that, I would have to sit there and say, why? I don't see anything. And of course, you know what? When you're in it so deep, you don't see it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's only when it's exposed. And so one of my friends on Twitter named Erin, I guess you call her, she might be depressed or something like that, but she's always tweeting little things like that, you know. And I tweeted to her the other day that the only reason why that we can see the darkness today is because we're in the light. And she loved that saying. Hmm. It's because we haven't been subverted by this so-called system of things. And I think that's something that we should all kind of be glad for, is that that's why we're, what do you call it, we're awake, both spiritually, physically, mentally, and the rest of the people are called sheep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had here's another little nugget that I like to share with people. I lived in London before I come over here, and I left in 98, and when I arrived here, I said, well, I'm just going to cut myself off, because I just got so sick of living under a Tory government, particularly the Thatcher's years. I don't want to hear or see anything about there. I'm going to try and start my life anew over here. And I managed to go 16 years until 2014 when I heard about the Scottish independence referendum. So obviously my ears pricked up and I started following the British media again. And Keith, I didn't recognize half of what I was, particularly the Labour Party. I was looking at the Labour Party and thinking, what the hell's happened to this mob? Because this ain't the Labour Party I grew up with. I was a Labour Party supporter all my life.
You brought up a good point there. You bring up a good point. Remember under Thatcher, she was using that same, as I mentioned earlier, if you want a good video to watch when you get done with the show here or whenever you get your extra time there, is go watch that Naomi Klein's Shock Doctrine. And that is this so-called same policy that started out in Canada with the CIA running these MK Ultra, what do you call it, medical experiences on the college kids who had a chance to opt out, in which they did, and they just exported that program down to the United States here. And this is what they used to overthrow Brazil. Thatcher used it when they had the big coal strikes and stuff, and of course the only way to liberate the people there, to get them to rally around the flag, was to go liberate a bunch of sheep over there in the Falklands, you know. But this is that that Friedman, you know. But if you, once you read that or watch that video, you'll understand how all these governments, they can sound like they're fighting back and forth. I don't care if it's communist China Russia. It seems like they all have their own little dagger in the fire, and they're just waiting to stick someone with it like that, you know, because everyone, as far as greed, they always want to be on top.
Yep. Yep.
But anyway, it's called the shock doctrine.
I've written that down. Now, let me just tell you this little thing that I phoned in about. This guy that I was watching, when he called for a... Now, I've had to make all these notes on my page here. He was calling for a show of... it was a yes-no vote on this proposition about moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. So he said...
Right.
All those in favor say yes. So you heard everybody hollering yes. And he says, all against say no. And it sounded to me like a 50-50. And he kind of stood there with a stunned look on his face. He wasn't sure what the hell to do. So he said, well, let's do that again. And again, it was about a 50-50. So he stood there, and you can tell he's completely flummoxed until this woman comes up and whispers something in his ear. And he says, okay, let's do it one more time. Does it one more time. And again, it's the same thing. It's about 50-50. He calls it a two-thirds majority in favor of the yes. And
all right, now, John, let me stop you there. Yeah, John, let me stop you. Now, remember Nikki Haley as everyone is condemning Israel for its violations over in Gaza. When they went to vote on it, the only one with their hand up was Nikki Haley. That was in a vote no on it, where everyone else wanted to vote to sanction Israel on it. And so Nikki Haley said, what? We are taking names. That's why people are afraid to speak, because that means you lose your foreign aid, anything else that the United States has. You know, you lose it all because you didn't sanction what Israel was doing with their massive genocide.
Yeah, where did they dig her up from? What a nasty little piece of work she was, eh?
I would have said something there about 1970s, what we would have called something like that, but I'll keep it clean.
All right, let me leave you with this. You brought up Margaret Thatcher, and one of my favorite little stories I like to tell people about Margaret Thatcher was when I went to live in London. I'd gone down there because I wanted to get into the acting profession, and like a lot of people in my position, we used to work for catering agencies because of the flexible hours. And the agency I worked for, one of their clients was the Houses of Parliament at Westminster there. So I used to go there, and I would work the lunchtime shift as the name of John Day, and then I would go back and work the nighttime dinner shift as John Knight with a K, and also I would draw unemployment benefits. So that was my way of sticking it to Mrs. Thatcher. She probably never knew, but it gave me a wee bit of satisfaction.
You've seen those pictures of Tony Blair with his cell phone taking a selfie in front of some massive explosion. I mean, this is how these psychopaths work. And then, of course, to me, it's kind of like I hate to use that term, but it's like a bunch of boys in a circle, you know what? But they're all sitting there doing their platitudes toward each other, egging each other on with, hey, give this guy an award for being some great peace man, you know? And, of course, look at Obama's Peace Prize. Hell, he's bombed more people than anything else. And then on top of that, Trump trumps Obama, and it becomes the worst drone guy in the world, you know? And this is, again, what I keep telling American friends that I have, you know, is these are the guys that you're voting for. And I was going to get into that here in the rest of my show here. The fact is, do we sanction what's being done in our name? Just because it's allegedly done for our national security when it doesn't benefit us at all?
Well, I think they get away with it, Keith, because so many people just don't know. They haven't got a clue.
I'm dying
to bump into some young kid one of these days wearing a MAGA hat, and I just want to go up to him and say, hey, my name's John. I'm from Scotland. I've not been here long. Can you tell me what it's going to be like when America's great again? What was it like before when America was great? I'm dying to know. I'm all excited, you know. Can you fill me in? And I'd just love to see the reaction, because I know what the hell it's going to be. They're going to stare at me as if to say, what the hell are you talking about? Because they won't have a response, will they? All right, Keith, I'll let you go on your show, mate. All right?
All right. Yeah, sorry for putting you on hold there, but yeah, my best to you, and thanks for calling in. Call anytime you want, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right, back to the... All right, sounds good there. Take care, John. So I'll get back to this in there. So I got a few minutes here before the break. So again, what I was saying about these bills that come up and the U.S. violates their own laws, just like they allege that Russia had violated the INF treaty by producing a missile, which finds out that the missile does not have the, we call it mileage, that's required to violate the treaty and stuff. But, you know, of course, the U.S. just pulls out of the treaty. So I'll sum that up by reading the following here, and I'll probably have to go through the break on this. But I first want to, again, draw your attention to the time that I chatted with a friend about the government who was pushing this oil line through the reservation over there in the Dakotas, and it was through tribal sacred grounds. And, of course, I live on a reservation here in Montana, so I understand what tribal grounds mean. I can't even get on them. I'm white. But that's all right. I have a lot of beautiful Indian friends here, so I don't, you know, and I don't call them Native Americans either. They're just Indian friends. But anyway, so at the risk of oil spills, they're going to push this line through, to which just a few months after that oil line was in operation, a spill did occur. And the South Dakota's Keystone Pipeline had leaked at over 200,000 gallons of oil. And if you want to read about that, it's on nationalgeographic.com there. But when I was talking to that friend of mine, his response to that was, well, people got to drive, don't they? You know, I guess that's one way to look at things. So if I personally was to use that same analogy, say in my case, that because the doctors butchered me in a surgery 2 years ago and that my constant need for painkillers and such, it would advocate for all of them people in Afghanistan who have died, as well as all those disposable U.S. soldiers who have died after 18 years of war based on men in caves, in which all these trillions of dollars lost by the Pentagon with all these wonderful satellite systems and FLIR radar, and they can't find these men in caves after 18 years. But all those deaths are worth it because people like I have painkillers, and we need them, right? I mean, this is where we're at now, as to where the absurdity of things, just where people have lost track of their moral senses. So anyway, that read I spoke about, as I preface this, it's where it goes on to talk about, all right, I'll get you in a second, Mark, after the break here. That is, it impossible to understand 9/11 and the illegal wars that followed without examining the diabolical intricacies of what is known as the neoconservatives. This tightly knit network of intellectuals and political lobbyists are first-class warmongers. They were the driving force behind the genocidal U.S. war against Iraq, and still today aggressively advocating for new wars against the Arabs, Muslims, and the Middle East. And, of course, we have already heard that they're planning on turning Latin America into another Middle East. The neocons are, at their very core, the racist cult of psychopathic Jewish supremacists. This Jewish clique formed a dangerous Zionist fifth column inside the United States, as John and I was just talking about, burrowing their way into the highest echelons of power in the White House and in the Pentagon during the Bush administrations, operating under this de facto agents of the Israeli government. These Zionist schemers were then tasked with harassing American military might into the service of Israel. I remember that article there on Zero Hedge where the U.S. general said American soldiers must be prepared to die for Israel, a foreign country. And then to the detriment of the world, especially the Iraqis, Afghans, and Palestinians, those evil sociopathic criminals succeeded in their wicked objective of dragging the U.S. into several senseless wars of conquest in the Middle East, needlessly causing the deaths of over millions of innocent people. The former Malaysian prime minister, I can't pronounce his first name there, but his name was Muhammad, once stated that the Jews rule the world by proxy. They get others to fight and die for them. A glance at the neoconservative warlords and their hidden Jewish agenda validate his every word, just like we hear with Marco Rubio talking about Venezuela. Anyway, the above was an excerpt from the Masters of Deception, Chapter 14. And, of course, that can be found at mastersofdeception.wordpress.com if you'd like to read up more about that. It's a very interesting article. With that, we'll be right back. I have a caller online, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in Western Montana with On Frequency there. And Kenneth and I, during the break there, were throwing some memes back and forth. I made one earlier where it showed an ISIS fighter with an Apache helicopter with the quotation says, "When I travel, I always use American Express." Mark in Philadelphia. Good evening, Mark. Hope you're having a good night.
Hello. How's it going there? In these times, we're bombarded with lies and deception. We have to continually, persistently question the premises upon which we stand, because that's from which we make our decisions and take our actions. And the more I learn, the more upset I become. I'm very angry about how much we've been lied to. I think I brought this up to you last week about Europa, The Last Battle, that series.
Right. I've been watching those, too. I download every one of them.
Yeah.
Nine of them.
I'm watching it again. I'm studying it. Okay? And I encourage everybody that's listening to watch it and study it. I'd seen Hellstorm. I'd seen The Greatest Story Never Told, which was about Hitler's life. But there are details in Europa, The Last Battle, that aren't in either one of those. And those are very detailed. So,
right.
There's another one that it's not a documentary. It's a drama. It's on Netflix, and it's a Russian production, and it's about Trotsky, okay? And it's subtitled. And I really didn't want to watch it because I thought, well, it's going to be a, you know, it's going to be lies, deception. Well, I don't know that it was, because it seems that it tells some truth about it, like the dark side, a very dark side of who Trotsky was. And he was responsible for the Red Scare, from what I understand, the Red Terror. But it shows the relationship between him and Lenin, and also Koba, who we know as Stalin. And it's very interesting. And the thing that came up to me repeatedly is the people that were surrounding these guys that went along with this stuff. I mean, did they lose their sense of reason that what these guys were talking about was, like, crazy? I mean, and then when they started acting on this stuff where they were killing their own people, that nobody had a clue that, you know, and how come they didn't try to take them out? I mean, they're maniacs and they're,
you know,
evil.
Mark, you bring up a valid point there, because, like I mentioned before, that I talked to my different friends in law enforcement and stuff, and they admit to me that the laws that they're enforcing are so stupid today, like the one that mentioned about the insurance. If they had money for insurance, if they had money for the fine, they could have bought insurance. And then likewise, if they get a second conviction, they got to pay the fine plus double, you know. But this goes on and on. But when I tell them, it says, you know, you're enforcing laws today which are getting so, I mean, ingrained that your children are going to have to live under those same laws, and you guys are facilitating this, just like over in France, where we see the French police beating their own citizens.
Yeah. I mean, at what point do they,
wake up?
They really,
over in Britain, last week in Britain, remember the one protester was screaming at the police saying, "We're here to protect you. It's your rights too."
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Now, I grew up in the countryside, okay? Now, the people, you know, where I'm from, the circles are smaller, okay? Well, when you get in the big cities, the circles are bigger and everybody's anonymous. And I think that's what's going on, because where you know people, you wouldn't do that to your own circle. Because, well, you couldn't do it because word would get around, and then they'd exile you if they wouldn't want you around, right? So it has to be this anonymity and making people non-persons, where they, I mean, eventually they cut us off, they seek to cut us off from the neck down, so we don't feel empathy for our fellow man, including our own family and our own community. I mean,
well,
it's like, but
yeah, Mark, you know, I've used that analogy too. You know, I have those little weird times where I sit down, I kind of pen things down, like, and I use once for a reference where a man wanted to change the oil in his truck there, and he only needed 6 quarts. And so he went next door to his one neighbor who had only 1 quart, and he wound up shooting and killing the guy. And then he went to the next neighbor and took another 2 quarts. And he kept going from neighbor to neighbor to get the so-called 6 quarts of oil that he needed. And a lot of people say, well, that's shocking, you know. Well, it's the same thing on that premise of, you know, well, if people have to drive, does that give the United States the authority to use its military to go from country to country to be able to control the oils or the resources of the world to promote its own citizenry of 330-some million people because it's in our national security interest, and screw everyone else, you know?
Yeah. Well, and here's the big one. I'll leave you at this. And that has to do with the Christian coalition that is promoting Israel and the special people that, you know, the chosen ones, and supporting war, supporting World War III, supporting genocide, and they don't. I mean, how could so many people be so easily misled? I absolutely do not get that. And because they're the ones that are leading them, they're traitors. They're absolute traitors, not only to America, but traitors to humanity. They're traitors to humanity.
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, they're evil disguised as good people in the name of God?
Yeah. Well,
I don't get that, man.
Yeah, I got to break up. Yeah, Mark, I got to break coming up here. But It's like me here on a first responder here. Am I supposed to feel sorry for the drunk driver that goes out there knowingly and turns his ignition on and drives his vehicle drunk and probably has a couple close calls realizing he's about ready to go off the road and he does not pull over and either call the police and suffer the consequences but continues to drive until he plows into a family and kills, say, a family of four in a van or something like that? Am I supposed to feel sorry for him? Likewise, I cannot feel sorry for a military, whether through PTSD or what like that, that goes out and does these illegal wars knowing that they're all based on lies, all because of the glory of a flag, you know?
Exactly. I got
anyway.
I'll let it go. Well,
all right, I got my break coming up here. All right, my best to you. Thanks for calling in, okay? Bottom of the hour here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
in a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers here in western Montana, where it's currently 21 degrees. The snow is finally starting to melt down from about almost 3 feet. But anyway, you know, for all you voters out there that have, you know, that basically they have no moral conscience and you just vote for your party like that, you know, you can vote who, you know, you want because of that party, allegedly, of course, doing something for the national security interest here in America. And, of course, that involves killing others for these corporations to sell you crap that you don't need, but inundate you with TV commercials or internet ads that, in the media to get you to want them, you know. It reminds me of a text message I got from Verizon here about 2 days ago here. I just got a new phone for $119, but they sent me a text that says my phone has been outdated and could be worth up to $300 toward a trade-in towards the purchase of a new phone. But that I should want a new one because I just love to see all those young black children in Africa mining the very minerals by hand needed to make such new phones. And, of course, slave labor. And, of course, get under a contract for a new phone, which costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars more than a simple basic 4G phone, you know. And, of course, they want you on this 5G stuff. Well, even Trump wants 6G. It's not around yet, but he wants 6G, you know. But we're not supposed to think of where products come from, just like the the loss of millions of American jobs traded by big corporations for slave labor over in China, which made China grow so much. Whereas those millions of Americans lost their apartments, their homes were foreclosed on, their vehicles repossessed, their credit scores destroyed, their insurance rates went up. But we're supposed to continually be in this want society, like Edward Bernays is whispering in our ears, you know, that we need these torches of freedom or something like that, like they did with the women in the old days, you know. And of course, we're supposed to, in advocating this, like John Bolton said of the oil in Venezuela, that it should all, you know, be a target of the United States and its, you know, its mass corporations that I've mentioned before, that two sanctions have caused all these problems. It's no different when the 500,000 dead Iraqi children who died via starvation through the U.S. sanctions. And of course, the price was worth it, as Madeleine Albright said, you know. You know, it's been estimated that a mere $30 billion would end world hunger. $30 billion would end world hunger. Yet the Pentagon's annual budget is over $800 billion, and they keep asking for more. They've lost 20-some-odd trillion dollars, failed their audit, and people think this is normal, while millions of Americans are living homeless. And I'm old enough to remember when growing up that the United States, in the TV, you know, all the newsreels and stuff, used to show the United States in their big, huge C-140 planes and stuff delivering food and aid to these areas that were needed. Today, they send in planes full of military arms to fuel the crisis, to which all is done in your name. And, of course, that crisis leads to where advisors are sent in, like Vietnam. And then after the advisors comes the military, and then thousands of boys come home in those little rubberized bags or coffins, you know, and they've died for their country. Wrong. They're dying for corporations that benefit no one. We're all enslaved to the same debt system. It's based on a fake currency, and it's odd that who controls the currency, if you knows what I mean, has In God We Trust on it. I think that's just total hypocrisy there. What a great system. People, you know, used to face, you know, have to face all their consequences for their actions. And I don't care if you went out and you, as we called it in the old days, knocked up some girl or something like that, you know. But you stood up, you had morals, you took the right decision there. But as in 1 Thessalonians 4 says, that each of you should learn how to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable. Today, they have totally destroyed that by passing out condoms free at schools, and young kids can get these. They're actually given an incentive to have sex. And then you wonder why so many abortions. And then why PepsiCo and those guys have been found using aborted fetus cells for food flavorings. And it's so notorious that even rabbis have spoken out about that, that it's not kosher to use aborted fetus cells for food enhancement flavoring. On Monday, an all-out but unreported news item, the Pentagon announced that it will be paying nearly $1 billion, $946 million, to Lockheed Martin towards the installation of the missile defense system that was purchased not by the United States government, but by Saudi Arabia. And if you recall, this is where Rand Paul was talking to Wolf Blitzer about the slaughter in Yemen and the need to stop supporting the Saudis. And Wolf Blitzer says, yeah, but what about the jobs in the defense industry? And to wit, Donald Trump, under that Khashoggi butcher, if it's real, that, which is also tied to Jared Kushner, by the way, but the U.S. wouldn't curtail anything with Saudi Arabia because, hey, they just bought all those billions of dollars in arms. To wit, Saudi Arabia was originally blamed for 9/11 with its Al-Qaeda influence, bin Laden, all this stuff, all linked to Saudi Arabia. Which reminds you of George Bush, to where he said to anyone that supports or harbors terrorism like that will be treated as a terrorist. So is the United States a terrorist state? But anyway, imagine that. Tax dollars being used to to install a missile system like that for what? The Saudi Arabians to destroy Yemen more? And now Trump wants to ink a deal to give Saudi Arabia nuclear missiles? Bad enough, Israel's already trying to do it. If you have a son or daughter or a transvestite or whatever like that in the military, you know, they might want to opt out here pretty soon because they're being led down the wrong road, just like over in Britain right now with the so-called Skriptals and the so-called fake Russian hacking and stuff, you know. They are going to cakewalk your sons and grandsons and daughters and stuff all into a war, and that's why they're doing all that northern cold weather training. So I guess they don't have a repeat of what happened to the Germans during World War II, where they basically froze to death out there in those massive tundras of Russia. And if people can't wake up to what's going on, I mean, this is like Trump openly calling Venezuela a communist state, whereas its main trading partner is communist China. It's like dog and pony show, constant tit for tat, you know. As well as the so-called failed North Korean talks. I've read off that thing already that Hillary Clinton said it's U.S. policy that that North Korea not have peace. Because you're talking about billions of dollars in arms sales. And if you ever get curious about any of this stuff, go over to the CFR's website, CFR.org there, and read what the CFR thinks of all these countries and what their actual plans are for them. Whether it's to subvert a government, that's all down in writing. It's like a go-to site. Anyway, the media is controlled by these Jewish elites, and of course it's always busy convincing the Western populations that demographically all these deaths would be a good thing. And we see that now from this article here. It's in Russia's recent State of the Nation address. Is this where President Putin evidenced a serious attitude towards the goal of turning his nation's birth rates positive again, which would increase the state subsidies for Russian families having more children. Hungary, of course, is on the same side, and they've announced that several weeks ago. Here they're killing, as I mentioned, 800 babies a day through Planned Parenthood, government-funded. Of course, they keep talking about, oh, we're going to take some money away, you know. These countries, unlike the U.S. and Western Europe, apparently understand that if they don't promote birth of their own children, they will cease to exist, overrun by immigrants who will replace their culture and people. And we see that in TV commercials where you don't have a happy black family or a happy white family or even a happy Asian family. They're all intermixed. A black is married with a white and stuff. And now they're promoting the lesbian, LGBT, gay stuff of boys kissing on TV and or men kissing on TV. They are normalizing all this behavior there, and of course you're supposed to gladly accept it. And if you don't, it's a hate crime. Anyway, so we are at this point today to where a lot of us see, like on Twitter, on that platform, where daily they call for white genocide. It's all through the Breitbart news to where they openly talk about white genocide. And this is not alarming to people, and especially when you live in a country which was predominantly white to begin with. And it doesn't really matter there, because I could use black too, because even the article on the antiwar.com shows all these blacks over in Chicago and stuff that are saying that crates of arms are being dropped in Chicago's alleys to fuel the crisis of gun shootings. Who has guns in crates? You can realize who's behind this. All this reminds me of that German pastor that came out with, first they came for the socialist, I did not speak out because I was not a socialist, but then they came for the trade unionist, I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. And this is where we're headed. People are remaining silent. They're not doing anything. And, of course, as long as you're enslaved to your keyboard or your cell phone, you're not out on the street demanding reform or at least any accountability in government. Remember, all those politicians took an oath to the very Constitution they're supposed to defend, as well as its people. and they are destroying it. And since people don't know what the Constitution says and what their rights are, they're just letting these politicians get away with it. First, they start this bullcrap with the NDAA. Then they come out with in 2013 that it was legal for government to propagandize its citizens, which is illegal. You know, and they just keep doing this over and over. And it reminds me of that German gal in one of these archive videos that I have, where they ask her about what happened to the fact of when the Nazis came to power. And she stated it was all drip by drip. She said you didn't notice it because it was gradual, drip by drip. But then she says over time, those small drips will erode a granite rock. And we see that around waterfalls and stuff with the power of water. And we don't see it up first there because it's just a drip. So, more activity is actually the way to do it. And, of course, peaceably, I would never call for anything radical or anything like that, like these radical evangelical Christians we have in the government there that openly advocate bombing people and stuff. Apparently, their Scofield Bible does not list the Ten Commandments. I could ask Patty about that, but apparently the Ten Commandments aren't in the Scofield Bible, nor if under the original 600-plus Hebrew laws, which were dropped down to Ten Commandments, to which the Hebrews then bartered with Christ about which of the one of the ten was the best, to which Jesus gave two additional commands of love, that you love God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that you love thy neighbor as thyself, adding that above this there is no law, and that the entire law hangs on those two commandments. So I don't see how it's so loving to go out and do all this stuff today, just as in as much as if it's illegal and it's a crime to bully a school kid in some schoolyard, why isn't it also illegal for that same school kid to join the military and go bully some other country or some other people living in mud huts or tents or something like that in some foreign land 2,000 to 9,000 miles away from us that is no threat whatsoever? But that's just my opinion. So anyway, again, as I mentioned here, we as Americans constantly hear all the evils from others and why the U.S. must spend trillions of dollars on wars to remove alleged evil dictators. But I again say that, like in France, an ally to the Western countries is attacking their own people in this Yellow Vest movement, which is going on, I think, 16 weeks now, and who are demanding reform and some structuring to help them out of the mass austerity they have because of these banker bailouts. And yet we see none of that here in America. People are too glued to their Game Boys playing their stupid games and stuff. And then when they lose, they smash their big screen TVs up, their remotes. They throw them out windows, bust in the windows. They punch holes in the walls. They're all probably sedated on Ritalin and some other drug that's worth billions of dollars in annual sales. And these corporations just love it because if you're addicted to something, you'll go out and buy it again. Just like a pack of smokes, I guess, you know. But like I've mentioned, they have the same in place here for these militarized police that will rise up against its own citizenry when Americans have finally says we've had enough. And if you want to talk about Trump's border wall, remember they had no issue to raise the gates and stuff around the White House. That was almost instantaneous. And remember, these are the America is supposed to be the most treasured place in the world where its politicians are loved and stuff. When I see Dr. Bashar al-Assad driving through Syria out some checkpoint, driving his little Honda Civic by himself, compared to that of Obama or Trump driving in these AMRAP-type limos with 8 or 9 inch blast doors on them, it's like watching Star Wars, you know, these blast doors, you know, that these U.S. politicians have got this massive security, and those like Chuck Schumer and those guys that have these unequivocal gun permits where they can carry their gun with them anywhere they want, but they're the same ones that want your guns. It's only for the Just Us crew. Anyway, I got a break coming up here, so my next comment here will be on this subversion here of this country here, and it's not just this country here, but because America is the shining beacon of the world, that once America falls, the rest of the world will fall. And that's basically how it's going to be. And his name is Yuri Bezmenov. And in 1970, Bezmenov had clothed himself in a hippie attire, replete with the beard and the wig, and joined a tour group. And by this means, he escaped to Athens, Greece. And this was to escape the Soviet Union. And today, through immigration, we see that most of the Russian Jews are being called to Israel, Soviet Israel, I call it. Those Jews in Ukraine are being immigrated down into Israel. And the only ones staying, basically, in Russia is the Orthodox Christian Jews. And with that, I'll go ahead and give a thought here to this next portion here, and I'll give some reading on this and let you see exactly what he said as far as these covert KGB programs that have been indoctrinated you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's on talk radio. On double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Here we're getting toward the last few minutes of the show here, but I wanted to follow up here with this Yuri Bresmenov. In 1984, he gave an interview to Edward G. Griffin, who at the time was a member of John Birch Society, an anti-communist group. In the interview, Bresmenov explained the method used by the KGB for the gradual subversion of a political system of the United States. This is a long-awaited deal here, and I've mentioned this before in that article called Sea of Blood, which was on archive.org, but recently it seems like they pulled it since I've highlighted it so much. But anyway, but it was it was kind of like a 10-step program there. I could even send in a clip of one of the readings there, but it's basically to wipe out the Aryan people there. But in this gradual subversion there, it should be noted that who were in power then, which was the Bolsheviks, and why they today hate Russia so much, and why Russia today is against, like, the Pussy Riot, and Putin's remarks on this LGBT crap, and he says you're not going to be teaching it in our schools, unlike they're doing here. And it seems like Russia is the last vestige, I guess you call it, of any Christianity in the world there, because apparently America is sold out. And that's not by choice there. It's like I say, they are normalizing things so much to whatever lifestyle you want or whatever you're doing. You can still be called a Christian or whatever, and you can join a religion a la carte to go ahead and back up whatever you want. And, of course, they have the clergy that is being manufactured the same way, so that you have a LGBT priest or whatever, like a pastor, I guess they call them too, you know. But everything has been is being changed there. Yuri went into detail, and there are many videos on YouTube and where he's speaking this, where Yuri talks about the systematic steps to the destruction for destroying a country's morals, what it was socially accepted before compared to now, as far as those behaviors and so on. And this is why on my show I continue, because of knowing so much about World War II and pre-World War II, the fact that, okay, thank you, CFR, of why it is so important to realize, like the 1963 communist agenda or this manifesto to take over America, that its destruction of this country would come from the inside, not from the outside. And that's why people should question whether or not, if it's the Jewish lobby, the ADL, or whatever like that, who's ever plotting these things is to systematically destroy what this country once was. And so, as John, I believe it was down in Austin, said there, when you ask people, like, well, what was America like before? Well, we who grew up here knew how great things were. And that's what we're seeing, or we're currently seeing destroyed, to where people just don't care anymore. Anyway, I had a story here on the reparations for slavery, of why blacks should pay whites. But blacks have been in so many wars here with the United States here. Everyone should be paying, right? Anyway, catch you next week there. Thank everyone in the chat room, Kenneth in the control room, and also the listener out there. We'll be back next week, and hopefully Blacklist News Radio with Doug is up next. So 73s, everyone.
Turn it up loud as it'll go.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Republic Broadcasting Network.